Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm day, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, with clear skies and a gentle breeze. Haifa is sunny and comfortable for outdoor activities. A peaceful night is expected throughout the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF has demolished a 200-meter-long terror tunnel in southern Lebanon. Prime Minister Netanyahu announced the tunnel contained hundreds of weapons and several rocket launch shafts. Also, the Times of Israel notes earlier this hour that an annex in the Israel-Lebanon deal assures IDF freedom of action in the security zone. A source says IDF pullouts will be condition-based, not automatic. Also this hour, Israel Hayom, Hebrew, states that talks between Washington and Tehran have frozen. Earlier today, one person died in Qatar from an Iranian drone strike amid ongoing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Axios reveals from earlier today how shared fears of Iran led to an Israel-Lebanon deal. The report details 4 days of intense negotiations. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that an IDF officer was killed in a clash with a Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. The account Israel War Room shared that IDF soldiers dismantled an underground Hezbollah terror complex in Majd al-Zun earlier today. The complex was built with Iranian technology, housing hundreds of weapons and launch shafts. Eyal Yacobi posted just minutes ago that the Committee to Protect Journalists is reviewing its records. This follows revelations that many journalists killed by Israel were Hamas operatives. Ariel Oseran notes an hour ago that Hezbollah accuses Israel of multiple ceasefire violations. They warn they might respond to these alleged infractions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the demolition of the terror tunnel. According to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF uncovered the tunnel in southern Lebanon, which was designed to facilitate attacks against Israel. Netanyahu emphasized the threat posed by Hezbollah's infrastructure. The destruction of this tunnel aims to disrupt Hezbollah's capabilities and safeguard Israeli citizens. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon deal, the Times of Israel explains an annex allows the IDF to operate based on ground conditions. This ensures flexibility in maintaining security. The agreement appears to balance military freedom with diplomatic obligations, which could stabilize the region. Meanwhile, in international diplomacy, discussions between Washington and Tehran have hit a stalemate, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. The recent drone strike in Qatar underscores rising tensions. These developments could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact regional security. Separately, Axios provides insight into how fears of Iran influenced the Israel-Lebanon deal. The negotiations were intense, but ultimately resulted in a shared strategy against a common adversary. This cooperation could mark a new chapter in regional alliances. Finally, regarding the clash in southern Lebanon, I-24 News reports the tragic loss of an IDF officer. The incident highlights the ongoing risks faced by troops in volatile areas. This development may reignite tensions along the border with Hezbollah. On the economic front. First, CTEC featured a story from earlier this week about Kunal Shah's journey from selling pirated CDs in Mumbai to leading WhatsApp. Shah's story highlights the potential for remarkable success against the odds. Separately, Globes chronicled earlier this week the rise and fall of Tower, Israel's most valuable company. Tower's value soared, only to plummet by 10% the next day, illustrating the volatility in tech markets. And finally, Walla Business reported earlier this week on Nochi Dankner's financial troubles. Dunkner is on the brink of bankruptcy after dropping his opposition in court, signaling a significant shift in his business fortunes. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.